The pandemic has presented some big challenges for businesses of all sizes, but small businesses in particular are trying to deal with the hurdles, and they don't have as many resources. The Small Business Development Center Network was designed to help with that. Does free consulting for businesses with fewer than 500 employees. And during the new coronavirus outbreak, the center in northwestern Wisconsin has been taking a lot of calls from business owners trying to navigate the outbreak. Tara Carr is the director of the Small Business Development Center at UW Green Bay. Tara, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
How is the Small Business Development Center trying to fulfill its mission right now as businesses are dealing with a pandemic?
Yeah, right now it's just been an overwhelming cry out from local businesses, and we are in the disaster mitigation, recovery, and restart mode.
Okay, tell us more about that.
Well, from the our center here in Northeast Wisconsin at UW Green Bay, we actually were privileged enough to receive additional staff members from the University Leadership Administration, and we changed our typical service model, and we've been able to provide frontline triage to all businesses and not just our clients. And so since January 1, we have actually been able to counsel 414 clients and an additional 713 businesses. So that's a total of 1,127 businesses that we've been consulting here. And typically, our center consults 350 a year. So you can imagine the workload and the need right now for consulting advice trying to get through this crisis.
How are you managing to actually connect with all of those people?
Well, we had a very interesting strategy here internally. Our goal was to serve the most amount of small businesses as possible within our region. So our center covers 12 counties, so from Sheboygan up to Door and around the Bay all the way up to Florence counties. And we really wanted to remove any hurdles that could impede information to business owners as we went through this triage of consulting and try to get them the information that they needed to apply for the injury, the economic injury disaster loan and the Paycheck Protection Program, and to get their finances in order.
Yeah, you have a front row seat to how helpful or difficult the different government relief programs have been. How is it looking from where you stand?
Well, you know, it's been a slow process. Our department has been working from home since the 12th of March. So, as the relief packages have come out, it's been a learning curve. There's been a lot of guidance and direction from the SBA as administrators through the federal programs. It's taken a little bit of a time from the federal government to get that information to the SBA. But the SBA did a really great job training us with multiple webinars every day for several weeks in a row so that we could get that information out to our clients and service those clients. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just wondering what small business owners are looking for, what they need more or less from our governments.
Well, right now they really need overhead and to have the overhead covered so that they can stay in business. It has been a challenge for certain businesses, and depending on the type and the size, that the Paycheck Protection Program was designed specifically for payroll and to keep people employed, and that has worked for some. However, that has not worked for all, and it has been more beneficial for some businesses to cut as many expenses as possible to stay alive and to stay financially stable until they can get through this crisis.
Tara Carr is the director of the Small Business Development Center at UW Green Bay, and we're talking about her work with small businesses as they figure out how to handle being closed or really restricted during our safer at home measure, and as people begin shopping and doing things again as our restrictions are lifted. Tara, what about when you take the call from small business owners and you talk to them? What kind of tone are you hearing? Are they optimistic or frustrated or scared?
Well, it really has changed a lot over the past 2 months. We've seen a lot of the seven stages of grief. And I think at first there was a lot of frustration and anger and confusion. And honestly, they were very scared. And, it hasn't been a good experience for them. And it's been very challenging emotionally. And our goal is to provide that support and provide that empathy, and then come in and be able to provide the professional expertise in terms of that specific business, because having a blanketed approach to everyone doesn't always work. And it's really important for us to understand what that specific business need is and how we can advise them the best.
And you said that you've heard the different emotions change as you've been consulting over these last 2 months. So what does it look like now?
Well, the SBA is still processing the economic injury disaster loan applications from earlier later last month. They are still making those awards. As that money is coming in, businesses are reaching out and asking what the best step, what they should be doing. As they're getting the paycheck protection checks, how to spend that and to make sure that they're making decisions that are best for their situation as well.
And certainly, you mentioned that you can't take a blanket approach to all of this, but how are you talking to business owners? What are some of the ways you're telling them to think about this pandemic as they try to figure out how this affects them now, 6 months from now, a year from now? What kind of mindset do we need?
Well, yeah, for sure. Initially, we wanted to make sure that we reached out to them to make sure that they were receiving the help that they needed from an expert. We were advising them to get their finances in order, do a 13-week rolling forecast to get their finances so they understood how to get through the next several months, to defer payments, to go interest only. And really now it's transitioning to pivoting their business model. And when we start thinking about what is next, business is changing, and they need to be prepared to meet the needs of the customers and the demand of those customers, especially right now as we're going through this transition with businesses starting to open. Customers need to feel safe, right? They need to feel comfortable, and the businesses need to meet those customer expectations.
So where are you seeing some of the success stories with businesses you work with? Where are you finding some hope in this?
Yeah, it's hard, right, with all the gloom and doom and the financial hardship. It is difficult to see that silver lining, but we are seeing businesses pivot. We hear all these stories about distilleries now making sanitizer and Panera now offering groceries and businesses delivering and going curbside that they've never done before. And these small little changes, we're even seeing craft brewers, they're having to-go sales, and more importantly, they're teaming up with their competitors and trying to change that supply chain and work together to meet the needs of all those small businesses. To be able to sell their product.
So not just competition, but you're seeing real collaboration.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think moving forward, too, when we look at consumerism and how that's going to change, foot traffic, for most businesses, that's what they rely on. And that's going to continue to change, especially if this pandemic comes back, when we start thinking about, in the future, in the next, 6 to 9 months, more businesses are going online. Their people's needs, their consumer needs they're at home. So they're not spending money the same way. There's also a loss of income. So consumer spending has changed because of the layoffs and the job loss and the furlough. So their needs the businesses are really adjusting to that consumer need.
Tara, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
That was Tara Carr with the Small Business Development Center at UW Green Bay with us to talk about the center's free consulting for small businesses and the work that they've been doing during this coronavirus outbreak. You can find more information about the Small Business Development Center network, including all 13 locations that are across the state. Just visit our website, wpr.org/centraltime.